This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Excellent job by Ben Brown. No score. It's time for the seventh inning stretch here at Wrigley.
Yeah, whatever works best for the team. Like I said, I'm just thankful to have opportunities to pitch. But we are working on things to eventually let me start baseball games again. But I'm not in charge of that. I'm just in charge of just controlling my attitude, my effort, and I'm just grateful to be a big leaguer today.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ranji on The Score.
Ben Brown with a nice relief outing yesterday. Technically, Drew Pomeranz got the start, pitched an inning. And then Ben Brown came in and shut it down for six innings. He was really good, and maybe the opener happens again? We'll find out. It is time to go to the guest line this morning. We're with you until 12 o'clock today. Cubs and Reds from Wrigley Field. Pre-game show on The Score starts at 12:45. And we go to The Score hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We talk now with Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune, who covers both teams in town. Sully, what's up?
How you doing, Ron? You in town?
Hey man, I'm doing great. Are you I need to know that you're doing well.
I am. I'm doing very well.
And I need to know if you are aware.
Is there some worries about me or what's
going
on?
No. In fact, just the opposite. I need you to know if you are you aware of this, that you are the 114th most attractive person in baseball outside of players?
No. Who says this?
Okay, so there's a website called BetUS.com. And BetUS.com this week released a list of, it's called Major League Looks, Top Behind-the-Scenes MVPs. And they rated mascots, umpires, managers, reporters, people who cover baseball all around the country. There's something like 500 different people. And they measured
by different jobs.
Just everybody. They put everybody in the same thing, okay? So they used key factors like personality traits, the golden ratio, which measures facial proportions and symmetry, job title, search volume, and social media following, okay? So they used all these to determine, and you came in 114th.
Well, how did they know what I look like?
I don't know. I don't know.
Using my Twitter picture, that's from like 1980.
That could be it. That actually might be it. And this was out of 829 people.
Where does Dansby rank?
No players. This is umpires.
No,
yeah. So who came in first, in case you're wondering.
These guys are all fat. So
not all of them. They're all in good shape now because they
added most of the mascots too.
Yes, okay. So number
I
they didn't
see this poll.
hold on. They didn't, Paul, they didn't separate by job. It just, they threw everybody into the same pot.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one overall was Baxter, the Diamondbacks mascot, followed by the Philly Fanatic, and then Clark the Cub came in third overall out of 829 entries.
So I'm behind Clark the Cub?
You are far behind Clark the Cub.
That is very depressing. Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Rocky.
What are you talking about? That's
total. Come on. Clark the Cub?
You should. Ryan Dempster came in 18th.
Where is the top journalist? Who's that?
Let's see. Top journalist, probably Brian Kenny. He came in 6th.
Brian Kenny?
Yeah, but he came in 6th. Yeah.
This is really a bad, bad poll.
Dempster came in 18th. Let's see. Todd Zeal came in 25th. He's an MLB broadcaster now. Yeah, this doesn't. Mark Grace is 38th.
Mark Grace?
Yeah. Mark Grace. Gordon Beckham is 52nd.
Well, what about Ozzie? Where's he?
Where is Ozzie Guillen? Is he on this list? I don't see him. He's not on the list.
Well, then it's a bogus list.
I think you're right, because Ozzie is very handsome.
And a great guy, personality, social media, everything. If you're voting on it,
Boog,
I don't like this.
Boog came in 69th. Nice.
Boog?
So that's pretty good. Yeah. John Heyman, 73rd. You came in well behind C.B. Buckner, who was 79th.
Am I ahead of Angel Hernandez?
He's not in the league anymore, is he? Isn't he done?
No. Oh, it's just current people? Okay.
No. Angel Hernandez. How about this? Listen, you came in front of Keith Hernandez. He's at 236. That's not bad.
Well, Keith Hernandez, come on.
Hey, Sully. Hey, listen, Mr. 114. That's not bad. It's nothing to sneeze at. You did pretty well.
I don't know. Yeah, all right.
You came in front of Oriole Bird and Fred Bird. How about that?
What about...
And Bobby Valentine. You beat Bobby Valentine. And Chuck Garfine, who came in 123.
Wow.
Yeah. This is
Chuck made it and Ozzie didn't?
That's right. I know.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
How about Shriffin? Where's...
Shriffin? Where did John Shriffin come in? He is 352nd.
Oh, okay. So at least I beat him.
Yeah, you beat John Shriffin by quite a bit. All right, so this Cubs team, and yesterday what we saw from Ben Brown, and I know they did the opener thing. Is this the kind of thing they want to play around with for much longer?
I don't know. I think that's to be determined. His next outing would likely be Friday in Detroit, and it looks like the Tigers are going to use Google in that one, so you know that's going to be a fun game. So I don't know. I kind of would think that maybe they'd put him back, you know, in the rotation and start him, but you know it did work out great yesterday. So I don't know. It's a tough call. I personally would let him start just because I think he learned his lesson. You know, Council has done this to him before earlier in the season. He came out after a game that he had done poorly in and said, you know, frankly, we need better from him. And he came out the next game and did well. And I think this was kind of a thing to show him, you know, hey, we need you to do something here. And if we think this is the way it's going to work, it's going to work. But, you know, they need starting pitching. That's the one thing that people are going to be looking at from now on, because they seem to have the bullpen in shape, and you know, until Shota gets back, and it won't be till the end of June, looks like. So they need him. They need Boyd. They need Colin Ray. These guys got to step up.
If they don't lose Justin Steele for the year, then they probably don't find it as urgent of a need to get a starter at the deadline. But at this point, I mean, I don't think they have any other choice but then to pursue that first. They might end up with just relief help, right? Sully, but don't you think that they'll want to be fairly aggressive in trying to find a starter?
I would think so. I mean, the way it's going, you know, they've all done a pretty good job, you have to say, to this point. But, you know, Colin Ray, the last two starts against the Reds has been not good. So they don't have much in the at Iowa that looks good. They signed Kenta Maeda, and he's been awful down there. You know, Wicks has been up and down. I don't know if Council really trusts him. So, yeah, I would think they would be aggressive going out. I don't know how much they'd want to trade, you know, some of their top prospects. But, you know, this looks like a season where they should be going for it. They certainly have all the ingredients there. So we'll find out.
Yeah, this is a competitive team, and the rest of the division, I think, is also not all of them. The Pirates aren't particularly good, but the Reds are dangerous. This team that's in town, the Cardinals and the Brewers are also dangerous teams. Just looking at the rest of the division, as you see it, is it are the Cubs, I think they're the best team in the division. Are they significantly better than everybody else, or just a little bit?
Well, I think, like, we go back to the starting pitching thing. If those guys can hold up, then they're significantly better. But if they kind of come back to the norm, I mean, the Brewers have had great pitching lately, and I think they're getting Peralta back, and Woodruff's coming back eventually. And they're about to sweep Philly, it looks like, in Philly this weekend. They've won 6-7 in a row, something like that. So I'm thinking Cubs and Brewers are going to battle till the end. I'm not sure about St. Louis. I haven't seen them much. I'm sure you would know more than me. They've surprised me so far, just hanging in as much as they have. But I don't really look at their lineup, and it doesn't look like there's really a whole lot to fear there.
It's fascinating that they have scored as many runs as they have. A lot of it has been, they've had a lot of all or nothing days, but they have scored a lot. So I'm not exactly sure how some of these guys are doing it, but right now they're producing. It just hasn't been as consistent. And on the other side, the Cubs, this past week, for the last five games, they've only scored 13 runs, but they've won four of those. So I asked this question earlier. Yeah. Is that a sign of a good team that's still finding ways to win when they're not scoring, or is it cause for potential concern?
No, I think it's. I think they've done a great job. You know, they're in this stretch now. I think it's 21 games against sub 500 teams, and it'd be pretty easy, you know, to just like think you're going to win all these games. And like even all the Rockies games were close, but you know, they've come up with ways to win. They did it again yesterday. They took advantage of that missed play in right field, and then Dansby got that run scoring infield hit by hustling is how they won that game. So no, I think they're in good position. And I think this Tiger series is really going to be interesting because they haven't played a really good team in, you know, 3 weeks now. So we'll see how that goes. And facing Skubal the first game is shows how much the Tigers, you know, want to win that game or this series.
Yeah, after this today, off day tomorrow, three against the Nationals. That's not much to worry about. Then they've got that three-gamer next weekend in Detroit. And you're right, they haven't played a lot of really great competition lately. It's been, last time was the Mets?
Really hard competition. I mean, of the West teams the first month, and they held their own there, and now they've done what they're supposed to do. They're beating these bad teams.
Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune is with us on 670 The Score. So we've talked about this rotation, and Pete Crow Armstrong now on the offensive side has put up a really nice season, and there's been some discussion about extending him, giving him a contract. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of interest on his part in negotiating that now. So how likely is it, do you think, that they do work out a long-term deal for him and buy out those arbitration years?
Yeah, I just don't see what's in it for Pete Kerr Armstrong, honestly, because if he's as good as he's played this year, I mean, he stands to just make a ton of money. He'll still get a decent contract, no doubt, if he signed one now, but it would obviously be a team-friendly contract. I don't know his status, whether he wants money now. You know, a lot of guys want to get money now just in case, but he doesn't seem to me like someone worried about getting an injury or anything and ruining his career. But if I was him, I wouldn't do it. I don't know how much they're offering, but, you know, if he believes in himself, and he certainly seems like he does, then, you know, he's going to make a ton of money if he just waits it out till free agency. So, you know, there's a long time. A year ago, we forget, he went into the All-Star break. That last game in St. Louis before the All-Star break, he had one home run and hitting .194. And people were wondering, you know, is he just like a one-dimensional player that can field? And now we're looking at him like he's the game's biggest superstar. So, you know, things change a lot in baseball. And his ascension is one of the most remarkable stories, I think, of the season.
I don't think there's any question about that.
But for anyone.
Yes, Sully, I don't think there's any question about that, because it was, you know, there was a good deal of time there for a while where my thought was, well, he's a pretty good defensive player, and that's just who he is, and now suddenly he's exploded offensively. How real do you think this is?
I don't know. It's hard to say, because you just never imagined it. I mean, he was kind of like an Albert Elmora last year. Okay, you know, he'll fit in, but he's got 15 homers and 50 RBIs. It's June 1st, and, you know, you're looking at maybe a 30 home run season, 100 RBIs, you know, 30 steals, gold glove. There's not too many center fielders or players in baseball that can do all that, so it's really a special time for him that, you know, he doesn't have it all made. He's still having a hard time against lefties. He's hitting under 200 against lefties. He swings at so many pitches. It was amazing yesterday that he took a couple walks because he never walks.
Yeah, two walks in the same. Is that the first time that's happened for him? Two walks in the same game?
I think it is. Like 60 something at bats. So, yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to figure it out eventually if people aren't going to throw to him. He is a good bad ball hitter. We were talking about that with Council the other day. And, you know, there is a history of guys that have succeeded being bad ball hitters. You're thinking of Vlad Guerrero.
Vlad, yep.
Kirby Puckett and Tony Gwynn, guys like that. And so it's possible he could do that. But then, you know, this is a very small sample size, 2 months. And I think we're, you know, projecting a lot onto him. It's a lot for him to probably to process right now. He went from being a, you know, a liked, well-liked player into this superstar in just like a few weeks' time. So he seems to be handling it really well. The Cubs are handling it well. And it's just going to be interesting to watch. This has been, you know, I hope Cub fans appreciate. This is really, they've had teams that have been this good before, but this is one of the most interesting ones that I've seen in a while, because they're doing it, like I said, in so many different ways, and they're doing it without two of their biggest stars, and Justin and Shota.
Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune. Before we say goodbye here, I know Jim Bowden this week suggested that the Pirates should go ahead and trade Paul Skeens. Now, I know that the likelihood of any team in the division acquiring him is very, very low. In a normal situation, I think that would be true, that a team would not want to trade a superstar to another team within the division. However, because the Pirates are so awful of an organization, is there even a potential likelihood that he could end up somewhere like Chicago?
I can't imagine it. You know, unless the
but the
GM
Pirates are so dumb. Does it matter that they are so dumb?
They can't be that dumb. I mean, you're trading
can't
away
they?
A franchise player. Yeah, I don't know. They have been dumb. They didn't they take down the Clemente?
Yes, they did. Yeah, for Surfside. For a Surfside, what is it, the vodka tea stuff, which is delicious, but it's not better than Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend the Pirates. They are an incredibly stupid organization, but I don't think they could be that stupid, honestly. But he will be a free agent eventually, and then I imagine he'll wind up with the Yankees or the Dodgers. You know, that's the way it goes.
That sounds about right. So I'm going to ask you to pick it because it's June 1st. We are one-third of the way through the season. Who wins this division and by how much?
I picked the Cubs in the beginning and because they're the only team that really did anything in the offseason. And picking up Tucker, and I still see them. Even if they don't pick up another starter, I think they have enough of an offense. And I think it's going to be Cubs and Brewers neck and neck into the second half. And they've got a lot of games left. And those games up in Milwaukee and at Wrigley Field are always a great time. So I'm looking for a rerun.
All right. Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune, the 114th best-looking person in baseball who is not a player.
Scott Miller rank on the list here. You said Scott Miller.
Yeah, you know what, Scott Miller.
Great media following, great writer.
Not on the list.
Got to be top 10. Well, then.
Not on the list.
Bogus.
This text message, Sully, it says, and this is from a 708, it says, Sully should be ecstatic with being 100-something. Easily could have been 300-plus. So.
I agree with that, but you know, I think it's the Clark the Cub. Being behind Clark the Cub, I'm never going to be able to live that down.
No, you can't. But most people were. He was number three.
I know. That's why it's a bogus list. And Clark is a loser. Let's face it. And has no media, social media following. You know. So
Paul Sullivan, Paul, and no social media following and no pants. So. And no pants.
And no personality. Remember when Dio threw at him that one time in the minor league? That was awesome. No, Clark, loser.
Buddy, it's good talking to you. I miss you.
All right, Ron, welcome home.
Paul Sullivan, I love you. We'll talk soon. Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune visiting with us here on 670 The Score. That's right. And I know somebody earlier who texted in about the list, about the handsomeness or the attractiveness list, and said, is this a bit? Because I'll never get these 10 minutes back. Look, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. This is what you have. If you have a problem, you take it up with BetUS. BetUS.com. If you have an issue, this is their list of attractive people in baseball who are not players. All right? I didn't do anything. 312-644-6767, you and me until 12 o'clock, and then we got a bit of a best of from 12 to 12:45 with the pregame show happening with Zach Zaidman, Pat, and Ron. That will be at 12:45, 1:20 first pitch from Wrigley Field, Cubs and Reds, today on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We're back with more Hit and Run.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
On 670 The Score.
No crying.
Attacks the first pitch down the left field line. Long run for Slater. And he makes the sliding play. Austin Slater keeps the Sox in the game. What a catch.
Doesn't get much better than this. Man, Slater goes a long way to get this one in that corner. Sliding grab. Potential game saver.
We go to the ninth. A two-run ball game.
Chicago Sports Network with the highlights. There were a couple of them in the game yesterday for the White Sox, though they lost. There was a near brawl. I asked you the question earlier, why you're still watching if you're watching White Sox baseball. And I don't mean it in a derogatory way, like, what are you doing with yourself? Why are you wasting your time? I mean, what are you getting out of it? Why have you decided to continue to watch them play? Despite what happened last year and the fact they are not good this year, could be a number of things. Is it just because you like baseball and it's summer and what else are you going to do? What is it? You tell me. This text message from a 206 area code says, I watch the Sox because I've always been curious to know what a AAA team looks like playing against major league clubs. Yeek. That is not nice at all. That's not nice. Don't say stuff like that. Actually, it's very quite funny. This message says, I've been a Sox fan for 55 years. Habit, I guess. It's hard to watch last year, or it was hard to watch last year. They may lose more games this year, but the team has better energy. I don't think they are going to lose more this year. I don't think. No, I don't think so.
I hope not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I mean, they've already got 18 wins, so they're in good position to surpass last year's total. This message from a 217, the brawl means the White Sox have hit their nadir and they will start winning. They've bonded. I like baseball, and if I lived close to the Sox ballpark, I would go very often. I am a lifelong fan of baseball. And I think that is a very fair thing to say. Also, this message here says, Gordon Beckham and that hair, way too low on that list. This is on the attractive Major League Baseball people.
I agree with that.
Yeah, he was way too low. What was he, in the 60s? Was that the number?
I think he might have, he was above Paul. He was above Paul, which was
definitely above Sullivan. And I think the texter from earlier is right. He should be happy he was in the hundreds. He could easily be 300 or 400.
I think the weirdest one was Brian Kinney. Like, of all the broadcasters, he's top. Nothing against Brian, but
He was number six. Can we talk about Paul Sullivan calling Clark the Cub a loser?
Isn't that amazing?
What a loser!
I mean, to be fair, he doesn't wear pants. So
well, just because you don't wear pants doesn't make you a loser. Fred Bird doesn't wear pants.
Well, you know who does wear pants, though? Ronnie Woo Woo. Ronnie Woo Woo wears pants.
Ronnie Woo Woo does wear pants.
I wonder if he made that list.
Can I let you in on a little something? You know that I'm in St. Louis.
I do. Yes.
I've got a show down here at KMOX. It's an Odyssey station. And so we're the flagship of the Cardinals. And there's a guy who is, I suppose, the Ronnie Woo Woo of St. Louis. And he goes by the Cardinal Cowboy. And he wears a full uniform and a cowboy hat. And he walks around with a replica trophy, a World Series trophy. So, if you had your pick, you get the Cardinal Cowboy or you get Ronnie Woo Woo. So.
Oh, man. That's I mean, I'm going to probably lean Ronnie Woo just because I have experience with him personally. I think most Cubs fans, if you've been in Wrigleyville, you've probably witnessed Ronnie Woo Woo or heard him at a game or what have you. He's annoying, but he's ours, so I feel like I'd claim him. But I'm intrigued by the Cardinal Cowboy.
Yeah, there's the Cardinal Cowboy. There was also a guy named the Redbird Runner who was arrested January 6th at the Capitol, but that's completely different. That's a different story.
Ah.
Yeah. 312-644-66.
These phone calls are going on. See these guys on.
Hey, do we want to talk to Jeff in Plainfield? How about that?
Let's
Jeff in Plainfield. Jeff, you're on the score.
Hey, Ronnie. All right, I'm wearing pants. I've never been arrested at the Capitol.
Jeff, as long as you're at home, you can do whatever you want.
And I'm not, but that's fine. Oh my god, this is awesome. So.
Well, I'm glad. That's so good.
Long time listener. Great to hear you. This has been awesome. Sully, yes, should be moved up on that list. Absolutely.
Yes.
Longtime Sox fan. So, man, I just don't know. Man, there's so many things I want to say.
Like, well, you don't have all day, Jeff.
I know. No, I've got pants on. No, I've got
that's
all
what right. I'm glad. Thank you so much.
Right. I'm just like, I'm still intrigued. I think over the years, since I've been a Sox fan, I've watched prospects, I've watched non-development, and then it just made me go to other teams. So I'm a baseball fan. So it made me turn to watching the development of St. Louis, watching the development of players from San Diego, made me watch development of players in Milwaukee. Which makes me sad. Now, do I love going to the park? Absolutely. Do I love taking my kids there? Yes. Food for the kids? Awesome.
Have you, let me ask you this, Jeff, have you embraced the Cubs at all?
Oh, I wouldn't say embraced, but yes, I've always gone to Cubs games because I've always, before interleague play, I've always wanted to see other players. So yes, I'm not a Cubs hater. I've watched them develop players like Pete Crow Arsenal, like right now, like that's amazing.
Yeah.
How they got him and how he's hitting. It's amazing. But I'm just waiting in anticipation for the Sox to do the same with a player. You know, when you look at the leaders in the American League and you see Rodon, and you see Crochet as 2 and 3 for strikeouts, that's frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
it is.
I don't share that with my family. I just go to the games. I try to be a fan. I try to be neutral. And then, when the Sox are losing by 6, I put the Cubs game on.
Okay, well, see, and Jeff, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. And look, you can a baseball fan can do whatever they want to. You know, if your team stinks, you are allowed to find an outlet wherever you want to. So if that's in the form of, well, there's another team in town that is fun to watch and good, I'm going to embrace them. Or if it's, well, I'm going to watch development of Padres players or Cardinals players or Brewers players or whatever, you do whatever you want. Because you're a fan, and the only thing you owe your team is to root for them when they are good. You owe them nothing else. In fact, you don't even have to root for, I guess. You don't have to root for, you don't have to do whatever you don't want to do. But the as far as I am concerned, when it comes to a baseball team, they owe you far more than you owe them, because they ask a lot of you. They ask for your money, for your time, for your support, for your emotions. They ask you for all of those things. And so what they owe you is to put a good team on the field. And if they don't do that, and they refuse to do everything they can to accomplish that, it is your right to like whatever you want. This is an entertainment business, first and foremost, more than anything else. And it is their job to entertain you. And if they're not entertaining you and you want to pick another team until they decide to entertain you, you are within your rights to do that. That's how I think everybody should feel comfortable looking at their fandom. Let's visit with Tony in Wonder Lake before we get to a break here. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Chris. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you on.
Absolutely. You know, with a little bit of fun here, even though they're not around anymore, where do you think Ribby and Rhubarb would have rated on that list?
probably in the 700s. I don't...
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they didn't have much personality. They just messed with people pretty much. That's all they did. But, you know, just to piggyback on the previous gentleman that called in, Jeff, you know, is it going to take Reinsdorf no longer being involved with the team for them to have a decent free agent class? You know, you look at the starting pitching, Chris, and it's among the top 10 in baseball. You know, the bullpen and the defense, you know, you got a lot of young ball players, but they have some very exciting young ball players that I believe would show up to the ballpark every day and give their all. They just need a few gems sprinkled in here and there to make them a decent, competitive team. And it's just never going to happen as long as he's in control. So, you know, I'm wondering what's the end game here. You know, because I know that there is a law that the commissioner put into baseball a long time ago that a certain amount of futility gives Major League Baseball the right to strip that team from the owner. Okay? And what is the threshold for that? Because you talk about mediocrity. They've had a few decent seasons sprinkled in over decades of just atrocious baseball. And there has to be somebody held accountable for it, and I just don't see it happening.
Well, Tony, I appreciate the call, and I don't think there is ever going to be accountability in that way. And if the league was ever going to do something drastic like what you're talking about, it would be with the Pirates or the Rockies or a team like that first. So I don't think nothing's going to happen there. The only hope Sox fans have is that whoever the next ownership group is, they decide to be aggressive when putting a team together. That's all you can hope for. And it sucks that that's the reality, because we could then be talking about a several years process from now. And it's still possible that, hey, who knows? In that division, it's possible that by next season or the season after that, they are really competitive. That could happen, but as far as treating the roster and the payroll like a number three market payroll, that could be some time. I mean, we're probably talking years before that happens, which sucks. So that means they're just going to have to find another way to win. Well, I appreciate the phone call, Tony. 312-644-6767. I'm Chris Ranji. A little bit to go here. 12 o'clock, we're going to step aside. 12:45, we're going to have a best of coming up at noon. Some baseball Cubs/Cubs talk will happen at 12 o'clock. And then at 12:45, pregame show, 1:20 first pitch from Wrigley Field. It is the Cubs and Reds. That's today. I'm Chris Ranji on Hit and Run on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Catch of the game.
Catch of the game. What do you think? One of them double play balls the Cubs turn, maybe? Well, they got them turned against it. The Cubs do not have one on defense. I thought they did, but they do not.
I was going to say yes.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I started looking down. I'm like, just felt like some were double play balls.
See, I enjoy agreeing with you.
Yeah.
And I always have.
I appreciate you being a good partner. As I was looking down and the words were coming out of my mouth and they weren't right.
I know that feeling very well. There's a pitch outside and the count 1-1. In fact, when there was a red batter earlier in the fifth inning when I had the inning off, I put down the letters IWR. Because I have no idea what he did, and that stands for in washroom.
And there you go.
That's all you need to know. It's a little inside secret.
Welcome to the booth, folks.
From a veteran play-by-play man.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ranji on The Score.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite things about the Cubs broadcast, Pat and Ron are fantastic, but Zach Zaidman sitting 1 foot behind the two of them, because it's a really small broadcast booth, him back there, him, he's laughing like Phil from the Tom Green show. You guys remember the Tom Green show where there was a guy just sitting behind Tom Green in the window and he wouldn't contribute anything except he would drink coffee and laugh? That's Zach. I love hearing Zach cackling in the background. He cackles. Zach Zaidman is a cackler. Listen to him, dude. Every time. I love it. It tickles me to no end. Zach Zaidman has the pregame show at 12:45 today. Pat and Ron on the call. Cubs and Reds. You're going to get more of that, I hope. I love it. It's just my absolute favorite. Appreciate you hanging out with me today. Chris Ranji filling in for Matt Spiegel. This message from a 618. Hey, that's Southern Illinois. Hello, Southern Illinois people. This texter says, welcome back, Daddy. No. We're not starting that today. Nope. We're not going to do that. Hey, I had a conversation. I work for an Odyssey sister station of The Score in WBBM. My station in St. Louis is called KMOX, and we talk a lot of baseball. It happens to be the flagship station of the Cardinals, and anybody who has listened to me talk about baseball over the years on this station has heard me talk about managers and how you've probably heard the phrase, they don't matter. I don't think they don't matter. But I do think that we probably overrate just how much they control on the field. Yeah, they set the lineup. Yeah, they pick the relievers. They decide who's going to do what. Yes. But to me, it's mostly front office driven, and it's about the roster. It is about the guys on the team more than anything else. And the manager, to me, is worth about, 5%. And there are a lot of people who disagree with me. One of those who disagrees with me is Scott Miller, who writes for Major League Baseball, for MLB. He does so for the New York Times. And I talked to him on KMOX this week.
What would make you think I might disagree with that?
Well, the title of the book, Why Baseball Managers Matter and Always Will. Why am I wrong?
Oh, how much time do you have?
let's see,
oh,
25
minutes. I'm kidding. No, that's why I wrote the book, because a lot of people feel the way you do. And in today's world, there are arguments to be made in that vein. Years ago when managers had full and complete authority, back in the Whitey Herzog days, they'd shape teams to their image. They'd strategy was so much of a bigger thing back in the day. The bunt, the hit and run, the suicide squeeze, whatever. And that's all been kind of taken out of the game, over the past 20 years via analytics. And so I think the job of managing is important today. And I say it always will be. But today is in a different way. The book looks it starts in the late 70s, around the time computers are just being first sold to the public. And little did anybody know at that point in the late 70s what the computer thing would turn into. But anyway, you had Whitey Herzog and Billy Martin and Sparky Anderson, all these guys that, like Tony La Russa used to say, the one name managers, Earl, you knew who that was, Earl Weaver in Baltimore, and Tony, and Sparky. And anyway, the book carries from then to now, and it looks at what the job of the manager was like then, what it's like today, which is completely different, and it's important in different ways than it was 50 years ago. And I look at, kind of how we got from then to now and why we went from then to now.
It's interesting you say that, because I'm thinking of Lou Piniella. And if you say Lou, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But right now, if you say Aaron, I guess you'd say, well, you must mean, you must be talking about the Yankees manager, probably. But it's not like a household name in that way. So it is interesting that you say
like
that.
Well, and what's so also interesting about that whole thing is, today's managers are in your face as a television viewer, as a sports fan, more than their predecessors because, you know, with regional sports networks and every game's on TV now, you know, back in the 70s, you know, I mean, I remember growing up in Michigan, you know, I mean, summertime would come, I'm a kid, I'm like, each week I'm looking at the Tigers TV schedule because, you know, you get two or three games a week on TV. You know, you didn't get every game on TV, and those were special nights. Whereas today, every game's on TV, and more than that, every manager's press conference is on TV. So it is amazing because you're right. You say Aaron, and you have to stop and think, well, Aaron Boone, must be Aaron Boone of the Yankees. But, I mean, he does a, you know, pregame press briefing, postgame press briefing, 162 games a year, most of which are televised. And so the manager's always on the screen, and yet they're more anonymous than ever.
It's such an interesting thing, and that is Scott Miller, who was on my midday show in St. Louis on KMOX this week and talking about his book, Skipper, Why Baseball Managers Matter and Always Will, that maybe the job of a manager in terms of the workload and the day-to-day and the idea that you can be overwhelmed in that job is greater now, but I still have the feeling that we tend to look at managers in the same way people look at head coaches in football, where there is huge influence as a head football coach. Yes, of course, you got to have the horses. You got to have a good quarterback. You have to have a good offensive line and defensive line. You have to have all of these things. But in baseball, the roster dictates 95% of the game. You can't scheme to get your best offensive player at the plate all the time. You know, he can't come up until it's his turn. He has to wait, right? It's just a little bit different. But it is an interesting idea. The book is good, too. And Scott Miller is fantastic. So if you want to pick that book up or give it a chance, Skipper, Why Baseball Managers Matter and Always Will. Thank you to my guests today on Hit and Run. Really appreciate everybody being with us. Caleb Thielbar, who is fantastic, reliever for the Cubs. I told him that he has to have an immaculate inning the next time he gets in a game. He says he's never had one, so if he does it, you know who to thank. Also, his story about getting to the big leagues and back to the big leagues from independent league baseball is really good, so you should go back on the Odyssey app and listen to that. Thank you to Paul Sullivan. Thank you to Gordon Wittenmeyer. Thank you to Sean Sears for producing the show today. Mostly, thank you to you for listening. I appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out with me for the last 3 hours. Cubs baseball is coming up after this best of replay, which happens here at 12, 12:45 pregame show, 121st pitch. It is the Cubs and the Reds. That will happen here coming up. Oh, and by the way, this text message as we say goodbye, it says, thank you for bringing up Zach laughing. It is seriously the cherry on top of listening to the dynamic broadcast. And another one says, him laughing, it's like the first time he's ever heard a joke in his entire life, and he's experiencing the sensation of humor for the first time ever. I love it. I love that broadcast. They're a lot of fun. So enjoy it today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Chris Ranji filling in for Matt Spiegel, back next week on The Score. Layla, go ahead. Call me Daddy.
No.
Daddy needs his sleep.
Because no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.